Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl Queen G of Queen G Live Experience on Freedom Radio, coming to you live tonight here in Dallas, Texas. I am so excited to be back on the air again live. Oh my God, it has been an amazing week. I just got back off of a promotional tour. I hit cities like Barstow, California, L.A. I hit Rancho Cucamonga. I was in Las Vegas, came back to Texas, and then went all the way to Lubbock, Texas, all for the sake of promoting my book, Queen G Media Course, The Journey, as well as Get Back Up Again. I was able to promote and do a lot of different things this past week. So it was an amazing week, y'all. Thank you for everybody that met up with me in Las Vegas. That was lit as usual. It was amazing and powerful. This was a great week, I will tell you. And man, traveling is something else. You really, really experience some things. I do want to talk about something that happened as a result of traveling that, you know, I want to talk to the janky promoters out there who call yourself promoters. Make sure that, you know, when your special guests, especially the ones that you have especially placed on the roster as a special guest on your platform or event, make sure that you're taking care of them financially, as well as like looking out for things like gas money, looking out for things like hotel stay, you know, cash in the pocket, all of that stuff, because it is really something. I experienced something this week, and I'm going out after those janky promoters who call yourself promoters, where I went to a specific city to do some red carpet hosting, got there, got to the event. It was a cool event, but at the end of the night, there was no gas money for me to get back home on, and I was kind of left, you know, stuck. There was promises made and all this stuff, and I'm like, whoa, are you serious right now? This is what we're doing. So I just wanted to talk to all people, and even if you're an artist and you're the person that is the talent, make sure that you cover all bases. Get the details hashed out ahead of time. Make sure they send you in advance. If possible, make sure that contracts are in place. Make sure that everything's taken care of, because that was crazy. Because what happened was my name was used to be the special guest, promoted that night and everything. And here I am, here in the city, I was not taken care of. And that just, to me, that was like that old school janky promoter movie where, you know, they're not taking care of their business. And it's just really sad. So I just wanted to start the show with that one. Right. I couldn't even get no gas money to get home. It was the craziest thing that hasn't happened to me in many, many years, because usually people really respect my presence. They respect what I do for their event. And it was just, you know, it was just real sad. Like, seriously. And I just, you know, I'm not into fakery or phoniness or none of that. You know, don't make yourself appear to be greater than you are. You know, let's keep it real with each other. So anyway, that's what I want to start my show with tonight. But tonight's topic is really, really serious on so many levels. I was going through social media, as I'm always on social media, and I saw this video of these parents. They were baby mom and baby daddy, where, you know, the dad, it was his watch, and he basically was returning the kids to the mom, and he, you know what I mean, presented the kids to her, and in that exchange, she was upset because he took the baby's, got the son's hair cut and got the daughter's hair braided. She did not like the braids that were placed in the baby's hair, so she began to cut the braids out of her head, right there in front of the baby's dad and in front of the children. So I just think that was disrespectful on so many levels. And it stemmed this topic tonight about baby mama and baby daddy drama, the things that we go through. I have to start with me. I have had it. I have been on both sides of the coin, if you know what I mean. with my mate's mother, with my mate's children's mother, and I have been on the side of it with having my own baby's father, who we kind of were together at one point, and then we broke it off and ended up, you know, having drama because of the separation of it all. I remember an incident where my baby's father had called me because he was about to get locked up, right? And I had to stop what I was doing and go run like 2 hours and so out to go get my child. And that was just awkward. It was crazy. It was not convenient, if you know what I mean. And it was just crazy to have that experience. Situations like, you know, me and baby daddy not getting along about how our children are going to be raised, the different things that we're presenting. I've had a lot of different issues. So, you know, I want to hear from you guys tonight on this topic. Let me write the number down for you guys. And also, I'm going to give you some more stories and keep talking about this. Let me write the I'm gonna write the number, the call in number on the line here on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as well as Freedom Radio. So if you guys want to call in and comment, please feel free to call in and comment. First of all, I think that is really sad that this mom displayed that type of anger like that in front of the kids and in front of, you know, the whole situation. Like, one thing I want to say is that the kids were not, you know, they didn't ask to be here. They didn't ask to get put on the earth to have you guys come together as a union and create them. They didn't ask for that. The kids are innocent. So when it comes to our emotional baggage that we're dragging through the, you know what I'm saying, ringer and dragging our kids through it, it's kind of messed up. You know what I'm saying? You got to get that in order and not present that to your kids and try not to put it on their lap, because it's very difficult. And they do have problems, you know, with that. They take it, go to, you know what I'm saying, they act it out. They may have issues with separation already due to the fact that you guys have broken up in the situation. It's a lot. It's a lot of different things that go with that. I've heard many, many, many different things, like kids even being abused in the hands of, you know, the ex and the ex's mate, the kid being abused and even dying under that subjection when there were warnings in the air and stuff like that. This gets really serious to the point where kids' lives are being lost behind baby mama, baby daddy drama. And I'm just saying, you guys, we gotta really take things into consideration and start squashing these issues and try to work it out and be cordial for the sake of the kids, because it can really, really, really get out of hand. And they don't need to be in the middle of all that. They don't need to see, you know, us fighting and screaming and yelling at each other and going back and forth. They don't need to see that. So, you know, we go get into this subject. I want y'all to call in. Call into the show, 516-387-1357. I want to hear your comments. And let me know if you've experienced any side of this subject matter, baby mama, baby daddy, drama. We want to hear it tonight, okay? So we're getting ready to play a song in a minute, but I want y'all to, you know, call in and comment on that subject. I got lots more stories. I'm not going to dig up all of my juice, you know what I'm saying? But I have had issues with just not agreeing, you know, with a subject matter or a situation, and then it just going to hell, and everybody's fighting and arguing, and then it just don't look good for the sake of the kids. It can be simple things like not agreeing what type of clothing they wear or how much money you leave for the kids or any of that. Okay, we're going to play a song, go to a song really quick called Should Have Paid by Nydia London. And then we're going to come right back, okay?
Oh, like to play games, play games. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame. Entertain these things, you and your one track mind. Can't see past your own design, so foolish. Why would you do this? You seem so clueless, refuse to change something. Always in the way, yeah, yeah. You are so selfish, I'm not doing this. Now it's my turn, I'ma tell you that I'm better at it. I'm gonna really make you regret, make you look crazy. You should have paid, you should have paid.
Hey, what's up, y'all? We are back here on Queenie Live Experience on Freedom Radio, and we are talking about baby mama, baby daddy drama, you know, the drama that goes on between two parents that are no longer together, you know, or that are severed themselves, but they have children involved and trying to be cordial for the sake of the children. It's hard sometimes. So, okay, all right. We have a guest on the line. I'm so excited. We can definitely open the lines for them, and let's talk to them really quick and get their take on this subject matter. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. Hello? Are you there, caller?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hello, how are you? Welcome to the Queen Bee Live Experience on Freedom Radio.
Hey, what it do? What it do?
What it do? Tell us your name, sweet.
All righty, my name is Nadia London.
Uh-huh, yes, ma'am. What you think about
ma'am.
This subject that we're talking about tonight?
Oh, when I say that's so touchy, you know, it's just, I mean, what can you really say? That's a very difficult subject when parents can't seem to get along for the sake of the children. You know what I mean? Just because things aren't, you know, good on their end doesn't mean that the kids have to suffer. So it's kind of like, you know, get out your own body when it comes to that. And parents really have to come to an agreement because they're, you know, a mother and father is needed. So, I mean,
Right. I've had issues in the past with the father of my children just from the type of work that I do. He didn't feel as if it was, you know, stability. But I was always the one called on financially. You know what I'm saying? So it's just
right.
interesting how people have that perspective of you, and they don't feel like you're adequate enough to parent mm-hmm. correctly because of the type of job that you have. That's an issue in itself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's total stereotyping. And you know, it's you can't. It, how can you say what won't you know what won't bring in money? It's not your call. If it's not something that you do, you can't judge somebody else for what they do. You know what I mean? So that's just total judgment, and you know, fuck them all. That's how I feel. So
right. Or little issues like the clothing that you chose for them on your watch wasn't the type of clothes that I would choose. Things like that. I mean, they get into it over stupid stuff, right?
Petty. It's like petty, super petty. And, you know, me being a single parent, I have my kids. The father is nowhere to be found in their life. But, I mean, you know, we still move on and keep it pushing or whatever the case may be. But, you know, it's always good if parents can come to a medium and find a way to make it work and keep their petty issues, because it's their petty issues. They ain't got nothing to do with you. So if they can keep their petty issues to the side and make sure they can work it out with the kids, that's what they need to do, because that's the focus, nothing else.
Let me ask you this while I got you on the line, because you seem to be a good, logical person. What do you mm-hmm. feel about a parent who does not allow the other parent to see the child because of their own selfish feelings?
Well, I mean,
what do you think about that?
It's a selfish act on that parent. And, you know, you have to get whatever you got to do to get certain things involved, because they can't legally do that. They don't have documentation saying that, you know, you are restricted from seeing your child. If nothing's written down, then it's not valid. So it's like you have to, you know, figure out your resources on that one, because obviously that person has no brain.
Because they do that, like, it's a control thing. Because I'm mad at you today, I'm angry at you at what I did not approve of, so let me withdraw my children and hold them due to that issue. Like, I don't want you to see them because I'm pissed at you, and that's not fair,
that
you know, to
crazy.
The kids.
That's totally, that doesn't even make no sense, because you're mad at me. Okay, what does that have to do with the kids? Absolutely nothing.
So, I mean, that's when you have, you know, you got to get smart on them and start getting stuff legalized. Paperwork is everything these days.
It is. I agree with that 100%. And, you know, once that's in place, they should honor it, but that doesn't always
mm-hmm.
happen either. That's another
that's
thing.
That's
you know,
true.
What about, this is another issue that I do know that presents itself all the time. What about a father or a mother who is under a child support order, right?
Mm,
I'm talking about financially.
Mm-hmm.
Say they can't afford to cover the child support, but the parent also makes them suffer from not seeing the child due to the fact that the child support is not being paid. That's another issue that I know is a very legitimate issue. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, it's a total unfair situation. It's an unfair situation. And so it cannot be like a, you know, I can agree to disagree and things like that. But, you know, that's where, you know, you have to get some type of mediation going on, because it's deeper than what is said. You know what I mean? Because feelings aren't always told. So it's like
right.
you have to, you got to go into some type of mediation, because it's like, do whatever you can to prove that you've done everything that you were supposed to do. So if you ever had to go in front of a judge, at least he knows that you went through the proper steps to make sure that things are taken care of on your end, if that makes sense.
Right. And I would think at the end of the day, you know, it should be for, like, the decisions being made for the safety of the children, for the
mm-hmm.
betterment of the children, you know what I'm saying? The overall right thing, you know what I'm saying? Safety definitely is top on the list, because, you know, you obviously don't want to hand your children over to people that are, you know what I'm saying, predisposed to drugs, have things in the house that they have no business having, that your children are being exposed to. You got to be careful about all that stuff. So,
yes, indeed.
I definitely know all of these things are an issue. You know what I mean?
Trust, I know it. I'm a single mama, so I know very well.
Right, right, right. And how have you coped with that? Have you been okay dealing with being a single mom and holding it down on both ends?
Well, at least my kids is not around drama. You know what I mean? So I'm doing way better than I did when I was with their father, I would say that. So, I mean,
my kids are
at peace. I have one child that goes through something, but that's not something that I want to discuss online. As far as everything, we are smiling more. We are eating. We are laughing. We are joking. We are playing. We are dancing. We are singing. So it's worth it.
Right, you're doing good, and that I commend you as a single mother. I've been single for a certain length of time during seasons of my life. I can't say it was the entire time. But that's not easy, you know what I'm saying, to hold it down on both ends and to keep smiling and keep pushing and be the breadwinner, be the mom, you know, do all these things. So I commend you for sure. And thank you so much for calling in to comment.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me on.
Definitely.
Thank you so much
for having me on. Also, tell us about you. I know that you're an artist, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm an artist from St. Louis, Missouri. I am an R&B pop singer. I have two mixtapes. Yes, ma'am. One of the songs you just played was Should Have Paid, and that was off of my Black Carly album.
That was you that we spent on the air just now.
Yes, ma'am. That was me.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you can, once you get off the line, can you go on and go ahead and put your information into the comment box on Facebook, because we're all on Facebook as well, as on Freedom Radio. And definitely put your information, your contact, how we can reach you on social media. We would definitely love that information placed on here.
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. Thank you so much, Jerrica. You know I love you, boo. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, y'all, we are going
to play
Nydia's song called Sad Story. We're going to play that now. Y'all hang tight, okay? We'll be back in a minute.
Like a sad story, yeah, you heard before about a boy, he said he'll never hurt me, oh, we heard it all before. No more. boy.
They don't want to.
Baby mama and baby daddy drama, which happens to a lot of us if you're a parent and have been in a situation in the past. You definitely probably have been affected by this situation. This subject stems from a recent live that I saw on Facebook where some parents were exchanging their children, and the mother was unhappy about how the father got the hair braided, her hair braided on his watch, and the mom got upset and cut the baby's hair. Is that unfair? Yes. That's bad, right? I need y'all feedback on this subject. Call in definitely and comment and let me know what you think about this subject. It's crazy to think that this mom would take it out on the child and actually cut her braids out of her head. And you could see her very, very upset. She's crying and stuff like that. I just feel bad when I see children drug into the middle of drama. You know what I'm saying? It's not fair to the kids. It's not fair to them at all. You know what I mean? Not to say that they're even old enough to make a decision for themselves or take care of themselves or anything like that, but I just think it's sad that they're affected so badly by, you know, confrontations with the parents, things that are going on, the bitterness, especially bitterness. Bitterness is like one of the top things that causes drama in a situation. They are not happy with how they broke up, why they broke up, and they still are carrying these undue emotions and feelings behind, you know what I'm saying, problems that they had between each other. They're still carrying that and still dragging those issues out. So it could get really, really, really bad. And tonight I just wanted to talk about this issue and bring it up. And if you guys have ever experienced anything like that, we need to hear your feedback tonight. Call in. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you've experienced. Comment on the situation that was on social media. Tell us what you think about that. And we're going to keep playing music. We're going to keep talking. Even if you guys want to post in the comment box on social media, I would love that too, to hear from you on here as well. I'm on Facebook and on radio. So definitely comment. Let me know what you think about the subject. I know it's a lot of people out there that have went through stuff like this. Like, I've always felt like, from one situation, the scorned baby mama. And I say that because, you know, you would think that it would be the opposite way. But I've always felt like, you know what I'm saying, he wasn't fair to me. And this is another pet peeve of mine, is that you put into the child's head the emotions that you feel about the other parent instead of allowing them to form their own opinion about their other parent or come to their own conclusion. Okay. I got another caller online. We're going to bring her in right now to comment about the subject, and we're going to, man, I can't wait to hear her comment. Hey, caller, are you live? Are you here?
Hey, Queen J, what up, what up, what up?
What up? How you doing?
Hey,
thank you for calling in to the Queen J Live Experience.
I am.
Can you
I am honored.
Tell us what
I'm
you think
honored.
About this subject?
Well, my take on it is, first and foremost, I want to say I want to give a personal experience, but nobody judge me. You know, only God could judge. But this is about, you know, it educating and empowering. The fact of the matter is, it's like when I think the situation with the girl and how she handled that, I don't think she was thinking. I mean, of course, we don't know all the details, but no matter what happened, the child is always first. And a lot of times, my own self, and I'm speaking for me because I don't want nobody saying, well, I don't do that, but I'm speaking for me and people I know have done it. A lot of times we think love or we get mad at the baby daddies or whatever, and we do things that we normally don't do. And then it's on both sides because I've had my kid's father tell me out his mouth, what I'm going to do next is going to hurt you. I'm going to hurt my kids to hurt you. And he removed himself completely because he didn't want to see him anymore, or whatever, because I didn't want to be with him. And one of my daughters, it actually, for a long time, it devastated her. And as a parent, you know, to see
so
that
he,
pain, but I never. Mm-hmm.
So he basically, because he could no longer affiliate with you, I just want to get an understanding
mm-hmm.
of what you're saying. Because
uh-huh.
he could no longer affiliate with you, he chose to separate himself from the whole entire situation,
period.
Including
period.
Your child.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
He made it but he made it clear, I'm going to hurt my child. And see, when you get to that point, I feel grateful and I'm proud of myself for leaving that situation because nobody should want to be with any man that would do that to their child. But outside, I've done things, but not like harm physically, but where. I know I had an incident where it's a baby mama and I'm into it with her, and I wasn't thinking. And I don't know, people say putting the business out there, but let me tell you, if you don't share your stories, how can somebody else learn? How can you? My story might help somebody else, and I'm going to tell you this story. The thing about it is we was in a car, and when you're enraged and you're upset, I know he cheated on me, and I was just so upset, and my kids was in the car. And I remember just driving behind him. And I remember, like, just constantly trying to drive behind him, and my kids were screaming, like, you know, Mom, you know, you're gonna run Daddy off the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your adrenaline is going.
You're
so mad. You're just so angry,
Right. Hey, but, you know, it changed my life because I said never again. Because, again, the kids are first. We do things and we don't put our kids first. So the kids are the ones that suffer. And the biggest thing of all that I'm going to say, and you know we talked about this, that a lot of it is learned behavior. Because the things that I've done, I swear, I promise you, I mark things that my mother done. You know what I mean? I mean, the same
right.
type of men, the same type of, and we follow our parents' footsteps. So what needs to be done is watch what we do around our kids. Watch what we say around our kids. So when she cut that baby's hair, she didn't hurt him. She hurt her child. You know, she hurt her child.
The baby was visibly upset. She was crying.
Yes, crying.
She was disturbed
it was horrible.
By the fact that her hair was being cut. Maybe, perhaps, even like you said, we don't know all the details of the situation, but maybe she liked her hair, and now that is also causing issues with self-esteem and, like, you know, taking it to another level and causing more problems later on because now – she's seeing all this craziness between them, and it's a learned behavior, right?
It really is, and she'll grow up and do it to her kids. But the thing she did come on social media and say, now whether it's true or not, that the reason why, and it still don't make no sense, but the reason why is because the braids looked like they was too tight in her head. And now I will say this. Somebody braided my daughter's hair so tight that it ripped it and her head bled. So I don't know if that's all the truth, but even if that is the case, you could have said, hey, let me talk to you. Let me holler at you over here. And he
right.
put it on live and show it. Right. And then he shouldn't have put that on live. I mean, I don't know, but it didn't help either way. As mature adults, she should have said, let me talk to you in future reference. You don't. She said, well, I told him over and over, he know I don't want nobody in my head because of that. She said the baby head looked like it was so tight. So I automatically, as a parent, was like, yeah, I understand that. But at the same moment, I'm not cutting my baby's hair out in front of everybody outside, going to cut her hair like that. No, I'm not doing that to my child because my child means more to me than this man that you think he did something wrong. So I feel
right.
what she might have been saying, but it was the wrong way.
She chose the wrong way to do it.
Yes.
And let me talk about this, too, having
mm-hmm.
heated argument discussions in front of your children is another issue that,
no.
you know what I'm saying, we need to address.
Mm-hmm.
Having those
mm-hmm.
knockdown, drag-out arguments, you know what I'm saying, and fights. For some people, they go physical I think that's a problem.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
mm-hmm.
a problem because things like that, visually, you never forget it. Like, you can be scarred
mm-mm,
for
mm-mm.
life to the point where
yes.
it affects your relationships later on. It affects
mm-hmm.
how you deal with people, how
mm-hmm.
you deal, you know what I'm saying? Once you have
mm-hmm.
your own children, it
mm-hmm.
carries on from generation to generation. Just like you'll see and you'll notice that when it's physical abuse in a home somewhere,
mm-hmm.
that carries on to the next, and then they end up
oh,
being
yes.
their, you know, loved
yes.
one, and then it just drags on and on
it
and
is,
on.
It is. Really sad, yeah.
So
yes.
It's also a repeated thing, you know what I'm saying? It happens over and over and over again. You got to be so
mm-hmm.
careful about how you handle, you know what I mean, pressure and strife and division and conflicts and all of that stuff, because it does take a toll on the household and the family and the kids in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we could be outright mad. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
We could be outright mad, but there is a way to handle it that, you know, won't drag the kids into it. So, you know,
like going
it's
into
really
another
sad.
Going outside or going another one, because I had a counselor that told me, and this is not even just me. This is somebody trained and licensed. She said, and I never knew. She said, you know what, my daughter, you know, she always had issues with other kids. And I said, oh, every morning I get up, she drives me crazy. I was like, oh, my gosh, she wants to sleep. Like, she said, let me tell you something. You can't treat her like you treat the other kids. If she has these issues,
right.
that means you get up earlier and you deal with her earlier. So if she getting up, if she a problem, then you get up at 7 in the morning and you deal with her, because you know she's going to be the one that's a problem. Also, she and it was amazing. She said, do not argue. Do not discuss negative things with them, because they carry it. And I never, because you know how you're like, oh, my God, my gas bill need to do it, whatever. And when you're thinking that they're not, like, taking this in, they go to school thinking, like, oh, my God, my life's going to be awful. Oh my, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that's my case, but I'm saying I realize a lot of times I always, you can't be your kid's friend, number one. You have to be a parent. And they should know.
That's
they
a
should,
whole
I'm just
show.
Saying. Right,
that's
and they shouldn't know the struggles.
Struggle.
They shouldn't know the struggles, because a lot of people think it's okay to say the car note is due, or girl, he hit me. They said you don't tell a child those things because they have to still grow, and they carry your depression and your things with them. So those are things you keep away from them. But what we need to be doing is uplifting, empowering, and educating these children, because they are our future.
Right. Thank you so much, Kima. Stay on
mm-hmm.
the line. I want you to
mm-hmm.
comment again later in the show. So if you can, hang on the line.
Okay.
We're going to have Paperboy is on the line. We're going to have him comment about the subject of baby mama, baby daddy drama. Paperboy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's going on, bro?
Man, I'm watching the live and listening to the show. I'm like, I know where y'all coming from. Now, listen, ladies, I know where y'all coming from with the situation. Me, personally, being a father, is like, if someone was to do something to my child like that and then post it to where everybody can see it, yeah, I'll be mad. I'll be like, why the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Excuse my language on the radio, but why the hell would you cut his hair for it? We could be doing it for this long, and you gonna cut it because you feel a certain type of way towards me. Now, my
right.
son or my daughter ain't supposed to be used as no product. Now, ladies, I know y'all gonna get on my head about this, but some of y'all ladies do like to use y'all kids as pawns towards the baby daddy. Vice versa. Fellas, we need to stop using our kids
pawns. I do know that has happened, like, so many times. The women have play the children, you know what I'm saying, against the other person. Like, they have used the situation with their child to manipulate, to, you know what I'm saying, get them to give more money.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of situations that have happened where
yeah.
the mother has used the kids as a pawn to get what they wanted out of the other person.
You know, I'm going through that same situation for 2 years, more than 2 years, I haven't seen my son. My son's almost 7. Now, I get a recent picture of him, and I'm like, okay, he grew his hair out. His mama let him grow his hair out. That's cool. That's what's up. You know what I mean? And at the time, my son, he's been struggling with, like, as I found out through other family members on his mother's side, is that my son is struggling from ADHD. My son has to take medication. And the medication makes him lose weight. So there was times that I've seen pictures of my son, and my son looks like a damn, not to be disrespectful, but my son looks like a cancer patient. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
He's real skinny. And now I see a recent picture, and I'm like, okay, so my son's been struggling with this, and I'm trying to figure out, as a parent, how can I go about it? I got to go through all these court, you know, situations because the mama took him illegally from me. You know what I'm saying? And I've been there.
Did she file for, like, complete rights to your child, like, where you couldn't have any access to him at all?
Nope, it wasn't like that.
Well,
see, my baby mama is the type of baby mama is like, she wanted them, she could be white, but she got that black girl attitude, so she wanted them. So it's like, you literally got to, like, treat her, excuse my language, but treat her like a bitch because she will take you here. So when I was going through all the court shit, because we had an open CPS case, so the court specifically told her, you cannot take the child out of the county of San Bernardino. If you take that child out of the county of San Bernardino or the state of California, you will be charged with kidnapping. They told her this. It was written in black and white.
Right.
She still took my son out of the state of California. Okay? She made up stories against me. And this is one thing that I don't like about females is, like, when y'all get upset at the father, y'all want to make up stories to the police saying that we abused y'all, we did something to y'all, we physically harmed you in any type of way. Then on top of that, what made it even worse is, like, she said that I tried to abuse my son, and then I was reading the document that they gave me because I literally had to be removed from my house, not by the regular police department.
Let's talk about and address that, too, how sometimes, you know, not only is it manipulation, but lies that are told in the court systems and stuff like that to the other parent so that, you know what I'm saying, they look bad.
Yes.
And I know people that have lied on their baby daddy or lied on their baby
mama. My
baby
mama.
Just so that they,
my baby,
you know, appear to be the better parent.
Look, my baby mama lied to the court so damn much that the damn district attorney was like, we're not going to completely take the rights from the father. We're going to give him rights, but we want him to go through programs. Now, mind you, I've already went through the anger management. I went to the parenting classes. I went through all of that and got certificates. But because of what
right.
she said and what was documented, it was totally different. I was like, come on now. There ain't no police been to my house. The police been to my house twice, and it was because of stupid reasons. Because my next door neighbor didn't like the music being up loud, so she complained about that. She complained to my manager, my apartment manager.
Wow,
my apartment manager.
Wow, that's crazy,
like,
to try to, you know, manipulate something way from where she is, messing up your life. That's messed
yeah.
up. So,
and
listen, paper boy, I gotta hold on 1 second. I have an anonymous statement that I want to read on the air. She did not want to be identified or shown or anything like that. So I'm going to read her statement. She said, I swear my baby daddy sucks ass and uses my kids. They have to hide and talk to me. But I can't go live because it's an open court case and battle. Anything from me can be used as slander, but he's a minister and has used his position as a higher or more respected person as leverage to gain full custody of the kids. And now I'm on child support and have a file for visitation every summer for the kids. The kids are old enough to know now the situation, and they play the role they need to, but it's sad. This mother is saying that she's not even allowed to really talk to her kids. They got to sneak and call her. That because of his position, he has used that as leverage to get over on her. You know what I'm saying? He's a minister, so he's using that
yeah.
cloth to manipulate the situation and try to make her look like the bad person. And now she is also paying child support for the situation. She has to pay money to the kids. He's not allowing her to see them. She only gets visitation in the summer. That's crazy.
That
That's
really
crazy.
Is, 'cause you know what? For whoever that person is, I'm going through that same situation. I'm going through that
right.
same exact situation because my baby mama, not only did she talk bad to me about the courts, but then when she went to Washington for 2.5 years, she told her cousin told me this. We were messaging on Snap, and she was like, "Do you know who I am?" And I was like, at first I was like, "Nah, I just thought you was a regular person." So then
mm-hmm.
she told me, she was like, "Yeah, I'm your baby mama's cousin." And then she was like, "I want to get it from the horse's mouth." I'm like, I'm telling her, I'm like, "Nina, look, I never put hands on Jerron. I was the one that signed his birth certificate. I'm the one that did all of his paperwork because his mama was out of it. She couldn't do shit because she had two
right.
IVs in her because she had an emergency C-section. I'm the one that decided for us to get a place because I was tired of us sleeping on the side of the road. I'm talking about freeway, not no street. I'm talking about freeway, truck stops, because we didn't have nowhere to go. Because we were driving up and down the freeway while she was 7 months pregnant.
Right.
So I
go. Oh, and
listen
to this, Paperboy, real quick. The mother says that the kids use Snapchat so that the conversations will disappear and their father won't be able to trace it. Isn't that sad that they have to sneak and call their mom? Like, that's
you know, well,
real crazy.
I'm doing the same thing. So I know how that mother feels because I'm using Snapchat to communicate with her cousin so her cousin can communicate to her to find out information about my son and where he's at, making sure he's cool. See, I'm doing the same exact thing, so I know how it feels. My baby mama tried to put me on child support 3 different times and didn't work.
Right.
It failed. After it failed.
And on top of that, She's sending me messages. I'm getting sent messages from the person that can't. She has to remain anonymous, so I want to read her comments while we're live. She says that her baby daddy told the kids that she did not pay child support, and when they came to visit, she got a letter in the mail, so she was able to show her 15-year-old that she did pay the child support in full. They always slander her name to the kids. They put the kids in the middle of grown-up things, and it worked when the kids were small, but once they got older, they see the truth for themselves. And soon they will be old enough to decide on their own. And then that's when she said that they use Snapchat because they can't talk to her in any other kind of way so that the conversations won't be traced.
Yeah, I mean, it got to a point with me to where, like, my baby mama put my son in the mix of to where I couldn't have no contact with him or her. I could not even be in my own damn house. You get what I'm saying? I
mm-hmm.
paid rent to live where I was supposed to live that so that my son can have a roof over his head, and I couldn't even be in my own fucking house. The San Bernardino Sheriff's Department and K-9 unit came to my house to remove me off the premises and remove me out of my house with my clothes or everything that I had in there. I couldn't get nothing. I had to leave. And when I left, I came back to Sacramento where my family's at. So when I left, everybody was like, "Oh, you're making excuses. Why don't you get your son, this and that?" Don't you know that it costs about $700, $800 for me to take my baby mama back to court and get an actual court date and sit in front of a judge? So people that be talking that ish don't know what the hell is really going on, what you got to actually do.
Right, and that
let's
talk about the children have to be confused. And you know what I'm saying? The thing is, you shouldn't have to be pulled apart to make the decision to love one or the other. Like, you should be able
yeah.
to, you know what I'm saying, love both parents and be able to spend time with
yeah.
both parents because,
like,
you need them. At the end of the day, you
like,
need both parents. I don't care what nobody say. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Now, you put a post up on Facebook saying something, to have a bond with your children is the best feeling in the world. I wish that I could have a bond with my son, because my son is living with a man that's not even his father, and I can't even see my son. And it's like, damn, you got this dude around my kid, and I don't even know. And the fucked up part about it is the baby mother's second baby daddy, he was my neighbor.
Right. Wow,
so
that's crazy. So Paperboy, we gotta take a musical break really quick. I wanna keep you on the line as well as Kima. If you're still there, we want you to stay on the line too and comment some more about what we're talking about, which is child support. We're talking about baby mama and baby daddy drama. I want to also read this comment from Daniel on Facebook, Danielle, that says, contact legal aid. She said that she went through them to get help and assistance for her situation. So legal aid is a source that's being referred for anybody that is going through issues and you're having financial issues to try to, you know, fight your children's cases and stuff like that. You can get help and assistance from legal aid. That is what she is saying. We're going to go to a song by Scarlett B, and it's called Bitch Ass Baby Daddy. The song is called Bitch Ass Baby Daddy. How appropriate for this subject tonight. We're going to play that song. Y'all hang tight. We'll be right back. Wow.
I do poetry to a beat.
What's up? It's your girl, Scarlett B. Phoenix.
If your baby daddy is a bitch, throw your motherfucking hands in the air. If your baby daddy is a bitch, throw your motherfucking hands in the air. This is for my baby mamas. This one 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 for my baby mama. If your baby daddy is a bitch, throw your motherfucking hands in the air.
2 years of my life with this dude.
Say what?
About to be wife with this dude.
Say what?
Planning my life with this dude. But something wasn't right with this dude. Every new day a new problem. Unfortunately, luck cannot solve them. So me, I decided to bounce. I packed up my shit and I left from the house. Now I went right, now I'm looking back in hindsight. I'ma pay for that shit the rest of my life. Cause that nigga still saucy as shit. 5 years later, still acting like a bitch. Lying to his friends like a father. Houseway, when I don't even call him. Fell off for a minute and he took advantage. Father custody against me, got damaged. Can I even catch a break? Got this nigga tryna take my daughter away. Gotta deal with lawyers, gotta deal with judges. When you could've just been a man and made me part of the way. All I love is my kids. He only tryna impress his bitch. No matter what he do, no matter what he say, this some shit I could never forgive, so fuck that nigga, fuck that nigga. I ain't got no more love for that nigga. And if that nigga on fire, I wouldn't piss on him. I'ma keep rank songs just a diss on him. Like, fuck that nigga, fuck that nigga. I ain't got no more love for that nigga. And if that nigga on fire, I wouldn't piss on him. I'ma keep rank songs just a diss on him.
This one's for my baby mama. 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 If your baby daddy is a bitch, throw your motherfucking hands in the air.
Indie Live Experience on Freedom Radio. That was Bitch Ass Baby Daddy. That's the song. That's the name of the song. I'm just reading what I see. this subject, whoa, is getting real heated. We're talking about the different issues that drag out between baby mama, baby daddy. And I want some other people to call in. If you can, call in to 516-387-1357 and give your feedback on this subject. If you have any comments on this subject at all, if you want to talk about the legal aid system, the child support system, the way the child support is set up, the issues between baby mama, baby daddy, exes, parents, any of that stuff, I need y'all to call in 516-387-1357. Do we still have Paperboy on the line?
Yep, I'm right here.
Okay, hey. So we're back live. Thank you for hanging on the line and talking about these issues that are real issues that's going on in your own situation with your child. You've been drugged through the court system. You have been, CPS has been called on you, all kind of stuff, right? So far, you've really went through a lot of drama concerning that situation. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been through it all. And like I know how certain people feel on both aspects, being that I'm a father, and then you know you trying to be there for your child, and the mother don't want you to be there. It's like I said before the break, I was saying, you know, my baby mama got to the point where she was telling her family shit about me that wasn't even true. Like she was saying I was abusing her, I was putting my hands on her, I was choking her, and I was trying to I was putting hands on my son. Now, I'm talking to the cousin on Snap. None of that shit that she said to you is fucking true. Now, she really got abused and got beat up, and she got the smackdown put on her, she would be in a damn hospital. Now, the police and the damn ambulance never came to my house.
Wow.
They only came
for It sounds like you just went through hell and back with the situation. We do have another caller on the line. Stay on the line, Paperboy. I want to take this caller and get her feedback on the subject. Ms. Danielle, are you there in queue?
I'm here.
Hey, how are you? Welcome to the Queen Z Live Experience. And we are addressing the subject tonight, baby daddy, baby mama drama. Based on that video that I saw on social media where the parents were basically making an exchange and the mama cut the baby's braids out because she didn't, you know, like the way the hair was. Can you tell us what you thought about that? And then I want your feedback on the subject in general.
Well, I also saw that video and I was even heated. Just by even knowing that she cut that girl hair, like that was a low blow, didn't have to happen. And her anger is pouring it towards the wrong person. And it was wrong.
Right.
All the way.
Right.
There's no justification with that. That was just totally wrong.
Right. Right. Yeah, it was crazy. The baby was crying. You know what I'm saying? She was definitely feeling the tension of the situation and just caught in the middle of two parents who just can't seem to get along. You know what I mean?
Correct. See, and I, you know,
Go ahead.
No, I wanted to come down on this because I've been in, of course, relationships, but I also have my ex-husband, and that's why I wanted to bring this out because I went through legal aid for this, but I went through a lot with my ex-husband before we got divorced, and it was, I didn't want no mediator. I didn't want people trying to dictate who gets what, what's going to happen, things like that. I thought, okay, you know what, we can come together as adults and work this out together and make it happen so then it can be better for the kids. But at the end of the day, it was the lies. It was him telling my kids, like, I actually have a daughter by somebody else. He actually told my daughter, you know, I'm not your father now. So now you know this.
Ooh.
That was a cold blow.
Ooh-wee.
So she never knew because he came around when I was pregnant. And he raised her this whole time. And then as soon as we started wanting to go through this divorce, now all of a sudden, I'm not your daddy.
Oh, so
like,
he voluntarily gave up that information. In the
When we had already said when she turns 18, we will go ahead and let her know, you know, this is the situation of why, you know what I mean, why he's not on the birth certificate and things like that. We wanted to wait till she was of an age where she can understand it. But I'm sorry, a child at 10 years old is not going to understand that. She looked at like, what the hell is going on?
Right. That was the father that she knew all her life. And he basically raised her.
Exactly. So that was that blow. Then was the blow, I want full custody blow. I want this, I want, I mean, because, and also we were, I was taking care of him for 3 years before our divorce. So then he wanted alimony. He wanted child support. He wanted all those things. But the one thing that I found out that I started to do was I saved all my receipts of what
and
I bought.
How it, tell me how important that is to cases like this.
That
like,
is,
how important is it to save all the financial reports of what you're doing, the activity, the spending you're doing? How important is that?
Oh, it is one. Man, look, if a lot of people would know that, it is so important. Even though you may say, you know what? I'm with this person. It's not important. No, it's very important because guess what? I have receipts. Even when I cash app money, when I Venmo money, when I did anything, when I gave up money for any reason, I snapshot it and I kept it for a reason.
Mm.
And I kept it because guess what? Now he tried to turn around that he was the one that was working, that he was taking care of me. And all these things, I'm like, no, that's not how that went. That's not how that went. So now I have to go and I have to bring up all my proof of when I paid for my everything. When I say everything, I paid the rent. When
right.
He came down to it, he was like, "Oh, I want the house, even though I don't have the house now, but I want the house." Well, you don't get the house.
That's crazy.
It's
so,
not even in your
so
name.
So what I love
I
that you said about that, I love the fact that you said even cash app transactions, that needs to be saved and put aside somewhere because you're going to need that kind of stuff to pull it out and show and prove
when you do, when
that
you do,
have been active financially in that person's, in that child's life.
Right. When you Venmo, because that's the first thing baby mamas and baby daddies, that's what they do. Oh, you didn't send me no money? You didn't do that? You didn't do that? Nah, I didn't get that. So guess what? When you got those little, when you send stuff through Venmo and all that, they got the little note section. This is for the kids. This is for such and such. Or if you got one kid, this is for Jamari or whoever. That's what you're going to put in there. Snapshot that, and you can keep that receipt. It also comes out of your account, too. So you can also get your bank
right.
statement and keep it so you know that you sent it. So when they say, oh, you didn't send me no money, you got all your proof.
And I do know,
yes,
it, at least for Cash App, I know that you can go under that person's name and you could actually access the record of how many times that was,
yes, you can.
The amount,
mm-hmm.
and everything. You can access it through your Cash App on there. I've been back and looked
yes.
up a person's name and been able to go back to the history of transactions and stuff like that.
You can. Another thing is we just got to learn how to co-parent. This is the problem. We get so angry and so frustrated at that person, but not realizing that we're not hurting nobody but the kids. That is the one thing you're going to hurt is the kids. You're not hurting nobody else. So that person is going to get over
it. Right.
You get
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? So it's time for us to really learn how to co-parent because that's the problem with us now in society. We do not know how to co-parent.
Wow.
So
that's crazy. And it doesn't matter what happened, they're still like, you're both still the parents of those children. So it's really difficult because you being broke up. You know, just like, let me tell you, I got to tell y'all the truth about something, right? What happened was my son, when he was younger, he was 25 weeks, very critical as a young man. Me and my baby dad had two kids together. So we made a mutual decision to he keep one and I keep the other. I stayed active in my daughter's life, but he did not stay active in my son's life. Well, he tried to sue me for child support later in the scenario. He has one and I have one child. We have two kids together. He never did anything, you know what I'm saying, for my son, but I have always flown in for birthdays. I've always been active in my daughter's life. I've always been there for birth, you know, all different types of activities, graduations, birthday parties, funded different things with him, co-parenting with him on behalf of my daughter when he tried to sue me, I was able to prove that we have one of each and that he has absolutely not been active at all in my son's life, period, and that child support was canceled out altogether.
Mm-hmm. And that's how it goes. But to the
you know what I mean?
The other person, yeah, who was that you were talking to? Paper something or somebody you were talking to?
Paperboy.
Paperboy. And I'm going to just say this, and I, you know what I'm saying, everybody can listen to all the information that we get, because this is really some deep stuff that we're getting here. But like I said, I did not have that money to go and fight for full custody of my kids. I needed to figure out how I was going to do this. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
I could have just tried to file on my own and go through it. But if I mess up by myself, he could have got everything. So I went to legal aid. I had to fill out this whole application and tell them why do I need assistance. Somebody grabbed
mm-hmm.
my case. I got a reply back 2 days later, like, this attorney was willing to take my case. No cost, no nothing. This man filed my paperwork. I had full custody and my divorce in 3 months.
Wow.
I got full custody. When this man, he tried to fight it. He tried to fight it. When I say I kept going through court, and court, and court, and all I know is the judge was like, you need to write me a sole letter on why you believe that you need full custody of these kids. I put it all out there. I was not playing. I'm just saying, to be honest, he had an arrest record, criminal, all that. I'm going to tell
my God,
judge, because at the end of the day, he wrong, he dirty. And we're about to handle it the correct way, because he didn't support his
and
kids.
You were able to get that help from legal aid. This was your first ever, like, big case. You didn't know what to do, but they assisted you through that whole process.
The whole thing. And I swear, I love this attorney to this day. I'll still hit him up, like, anybody I refer, I refer. If you're in Vegas, I'll refer you over to him, because he was amazing. But I wouldn't have not been able to have full custody of my kids. Because this man even threatened to take my kids and run.
Right, and sometimes they're so manipulative that even the judges and the attorneys believe them. Sometimes their stories are so. You
we
know?
Had a woman judge. We had a woman judge, and he was so charming with her that she believed everything that he was saying until I had to show proof. And that's what frustrated me, was that can happen in court, where women judges, and I don't know if it's just with women judges, but, you know, they get attached to the defendants if they're so charming or whatever the case. I don't have time for that. I'm fighting the case here.
Right.
You over here playing the game, trying to just win the game, just to say, ha, 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 I won. No, that's not how it goes. I'm not saying, ha, 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 I won.
Right, we gotta really come up with a secure plan on –
right.
Where the kids are going to be, or who's going to hold them, or whatever. We got to come up with a solid plan, because there are kids' lives involved in this situation, and we can't
exactly.
just be up in the air with it or back and forth like this. We got to make a solid
exactly.
decision and make a secure plan. I really appreciate
yes.
you commenting and giving us your feedback, because especially about the legal aid situation, for those that are in need of help and assistance with, you know, getting things legally handled with your children, and you can't afford it, and you're having
yeah.
issues with finances, definitely go to legal aid, and they will be able to assist
you. And one more thing, too, before I know you
mm-hmm.
want to get me off of here. One more thing to the woman who has a 15-year-old. Let me tell you something. I just had a friend of mine go back through legal aid, because I told her, I said, you need to go through legal aid, because there is no way that you can't see your kids, and they've been gone since, I think her 15-year-old, now 15, no, my other, like when I say my friend, but when I'm saying
mm-hmm.
for her, the one that has a 15-year-old, if she's been gone that long from out of her life, at 15, she has a voice. My friend's daughter was only 12, and she had a voice. So she went back to the legal aid, talked to that attorney. That little girl told her what was going on, what was everything, and they went back to court, and now that my friend has her daughter.
Because the daughter was old enough to be able to express everything that she needed
to
tell at this point. And go ahead.
And who she wanted to be with. She did not want to live with her dad whatsoever. And that little girl told that judge exactly what was going on in that household and what daddy been talking about. And now my friend has full custody of her daughter.
Right.
Kids have a voice. They just say it's a certain age, but that 12-year-old had a voice.
Right. And they do, even as young, when they're little, they do too as well. They have a voice. And they do. A lot of times the court systems will base it off of what the children say and how they express themselves, especially if there are things like physical abuse going on in the home, you know, sexual abuse. If there's things like that, kids do have a voice. That is what the children's court system is for the rights of the children. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So, you have been amazing. Thank you so much for commenting and giving your feedback. Please definitely stay on the line. We got some more show ahead of us. We're getting ready to play the next song, which is by Jack Frost, Say You Love Me. Y'all hang tight. We'll be right back. All right, y'all. That's what I was talking about. Like, at first, nobody was calling in. I was like, whoo! I can't carry it 2 hours all by myself. I need some feedback. But now the call is coming in. All right, give me some feedback.
My chick asked me to quit rapping. I thought it was funny, couldn't quit laughing.
If y'all want to call in the comments, you know that from show left.
We got a family now. We want a family. She said your own will let her kill. You gotta change it up. Every time she bring it up, we start fighting and hanging up. She's in love with Michael, but she can't stand Jack Frost. She don't do menage a trois, so she gon' back off. This is how I was when you met me. Though I'm living wrong, you the ones to correct me. You know I love you, but please don't make me choose. It might be difficult for you.
That is our calling number.
This is for us. If I can eat and I be over the streets, this is a plus. This is the kind of love you gotta be patient with. It's not a love, bro. This is a relationship. Sometimes I hate you. I love you so much I can just no longer date you. I wanna marry you tomorrow. A wife I will make you. We can honeymoon wherever you want. I will take you. We've been through thick and thin. Most couples couldn't handle. Let's rekindle the flame. That's the weekend I can do. I know it isn't easy to forget what's in our past. Focus on the future if you choose to make it last. I hate sleeping alone when you ain't in my bed. And when we're far apart, you still stay in my head. You ain't the only one that's feeling like losing control. You ain't the only one that can't finish food in the bowl. That's not a loser. What we had just makes me sick. Your love is like a drug and I crave for it. You're the best I ever had, my favorite. So tell these haters, get their heart out and save them.
a tune in live Facebook, via Facebook, and on the air. All right, y'all. So we are back. This is your girl, Queen G of Queen G Live Experience on Freedom Radio. We are talking about baby mama and baby daddy drama. I love the comments that all of you guys are leaving on this special show talking about this subject, as well as I love the last caller that talked about how if you're having family court issues, that legal aid is a viable source to be able to use to, you know, contact to help you with your legal issues and through all these different things that you're going through with your family. And that it gets crazy, y'all. It gets crazy. It's a lot of different variables that go to this subject on both sides. You know, there's usually a lot of drama, confusion. The kids are scared. They're confused too. They don't know what to do. You know what I mean? They're torn between two parents who just, they're a wreck. And it's like, what do we do in this situation? I still got Paperboy on the live, and he's here. I want to get him back on the live to talk a little bit more. And then we're going to jump off. We're going to end the show probably about 9:30 tonight. But I want to get your last comments, Paperboy, on this subject. And then we go wrap up tonight at the halfway mark of the second hour.
Yes. So basically, you know, for the parents that have kids, man, just try to figure out a way to co-parent without having to bring the courts involved. And just don't use your babies as pawns, you know what I'm saying? Because you just fucking up their mind. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
I agree with that 100%. And what did you think about what Danielle said about the legal aid system and how you can access them to call on for situations to help you through the legal process of it?
You know, I actually like the fact that Danielle said that. I actually went through legal aid to get my help because when I called the courts, they would not give me no information whatsoever. They told me you had to call a certain number and talk to a certain person in order for them to even do any type of work with you. So I ended up going onto the San Bernardino County website and going through SuperCourt, which is it's basically like court, which you pay. You pay, I think, about $600 or $700, and the people there, they do all the paperwork. They get the court date set up, and you get to be in front of a judge. And I think it's pretty good that you guys do that. For some of y'all that don't have the money, then, yeah, you can get, you know, free legal aid or whatever. It's not going to be an actual lawyer, but it's something to help you get through the process.
They at least help you to file the paperwork properly and all that stuff to help you with the case, because a lot of times we're messed up from lack of information. Like, we're not informed correctly on how to do things, and it causes us to have issues. And that's a blessing to know that these type of services are out there, you know, for families that are really in need. I just think it's really sad how we all have went through some level of dysfunction with our baby mamas or baby daddies. And that this is a real issue. It's tearing up families all over the world. A lot of kids are affected by it, and they drag it into their futures. And it's a difficult situation. Even, you know what I'm saying, so tortured from it that it becomes an issue in their adult life as they transition into adulthood, not understanding how to have a functioning situation, how to work out details with the other, you know, parent. You don't even know how to do that because your situation was dysfunctional as well. So it just continues. It continues from generation to generation to generation. And it's just really sad for the kids that they have to deal with this and be in the middle of two parents who are going back and forth with one another and not getting along and not thinking about the betterment for the child, you know what I'm saying, the sake of the children in the situation. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody that called in tonight to comment on this subject, baby mama and baby daddy drama. It was based off of the video that was on social media that we saw this past week where the baby's mom cut the baby's hair because she didn't, it was too tight. I don't know what the issue was, but she didn't like it, basically. So she cut the little baby's hair. The little baby was crying out of her eyes and upset, you know what I'm saying? And I just think it's sad that our children are being dragged through issues with both sides and have to suffer so hard from, you know, confusion and dysfunction and all that stuff. They're right in the middle of the situation, and it's just really sad. So let me tell y'all something. I'm going to end this by saying, y'all, let's get together. Let's bring situations to a head and bring some peace into it and do what's best for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Let's do what's best for the kids. Let's really, really make a plea and put that out there for those that watch this live and get to the end of it. So let's do what is best for the kids, because at the end of the day, they are the ones that we have to think about, you know what I'm saying, in this scenario. They are the ones that we have to care for and honor their feelings and their emotions and, you know, be there to support them through all the emotional breakdowns that they have because their two parents are just in so much confusion back and forth. And it's just really detrimental to the entire situation, you know what I mean? So let's love upon our babies harder. Let's stop being so selfish and think more about our children and what they want, what they feel. You know, let's take their feelings into consideration. Unfortunately, they can't choose their parents. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, they can't. It is something that happened. Two parents got together out of love, lust, or whatever it may be and created that child and that seed. And unfortunately, you know, this is the effect. It tears up so many different parts of the family makeup. And, you know, we all have to move forward, and it's difficult. It is difficult to move forward with a situation like this. So I just want to thank y'all for coming in and commenting tonight. This is a great subject, hot subject. I'm probably going to do it again. And remember, on Freedom Radio, Queen G Live Experience, I'm not going to just be talking about entertainment. We're going to be bringing to you live subjects like this about real life, things that affect our world and things that affect our overall as a human being, you know, affect us. Also, don't forget, go on to Amazon and purchase my books, Get Back Up Again, as well as the Queen G Media course, The Journey, which talks about my 20-something years as a media person. Please get my books. It's on Amazon Prime, you know. And y'all, come back next week and listen to the next topic that we'll be doing and having next Tuesday. And this is your girl, Queen G of Queen G Live Experience, officially checking out. And we're going to bring to you an outro song by Shay Cross, Lost in Your Presence. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see y'all next week, okay?
I'm tired of tangled, can't get enough. Your presence is all that I need. Your touch from heaven amazes me. I can't walk, I can't.